Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go. Local leaders address safety concerns and brainstorm possible solutions after a 15-year-old was critically injured in a shootout with police outside of Six Flags over Georgia in Cobb County. Police said an unruly crowd of about 500 to 600 people started fighting inside Six Flags during its 2024 opening day. Police said after they followed the crowd outside the gates, that's when an unknown group started shooting at police and an officer returned fire, striking the 15-year-old boy. That injured teen now faces multiple charges, including aggravated assault on a police officer. The incident has left frequent parkgoers and community members on edge. Mapleton Mayor Michael Owens held a news conference to address safety concerns and offer solutions.
A very important day. It's a meeting that we had, as I called, specifically to be able to talk about public safety issues that relate to the Six Flags area, part of Mapleton, Georgia, and southern part of Cobb County. As you all know, there was an incident that occurred back on March 2nd where the opening day of Six Flags, where there was an incident that occurred with led to a young man getting shot, but also an overabundance of hundreds of kids, teenagers within the park, leading to other issues that we had during that day and that evening. But this meeting today is really about coming together with business leadership, with the city of Mapleton, with the county, and resources to talk about challenges that we have, to face them head on, and to talk about what we're going to do going forward. As I mentioned before, it's paramount that we have safety within our area, that we look to make sure that this combination of everyone is about making sure that our children, our families, our employees, our visitors, and our residents are safe in the city. That's something we've talked about before, but I wanted to make sure that we called this meeting specifically to be able to have a roundtable to talk about these issues. As you can see, there's several members here today that represent some of the people we have within our meeting, but I do want to assure everyone that we have an overwhelming outcome of people to show up because they really care about the city, about the community, and about the public safety. Some of those were our 911 responders. We had members from our emergency management agency that was here. Our fire chief, Bill Johnson, was here. Our Cobb County 911. We also had several significant members of the community itself. As you see right now, we are in the epicenter, the Riverside epicenter, who has prominent membership or in this area to make sure that they're members of the community. We also have members of Six Flags, Greg Fuller, who will be the new president of Six Flags, who was also a part of the meeting today, the sheriff's office, and a host of others. Delighted that our state representative was here to be part of these conversations today. I'm going to make this really simple. What we intend to do is ensure the safety of our community, not only because of this one incident, but ensure that we're looking forward as we, as a new city, grow in influence, as we grow in ensuring that we have a city that everyone can be proud of and feel safe in. We want to take this momentous approach to move forward. And so I don't want to take up much any more time. I do want to make sure we leave opportunities for questions. But as I said before, the solution to this is a collaborative event. It's going to be a collaboration moving forward of all the different entities that we have in this county and this city. And with that said, I'd like to turn it over to our county commissioner for this district, Ms. Monique Sheffield.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you all for attending today. To echo some of the points that the mayor made, it was a very, very productive meeting. As we know, there's always challenges at Six Flags, particularly on two weekends, and that's the opening weekend and also Fright Night. For the last several years, when I assumed office in 2021, the numbers have been going down dramatically. Our public safety, which is standing right behind me and we'll probably hear from them, we meet very regularly to discuss challenges and issues, not just at Six Flags Park, but some of the challenge from the park that floods into the apartment community along Riverside Parkway. There are a lot of recommendations made today. We are very encouraged about the partnership that we have here today. Thank you, Mayor, for calling all of us together to have this very important meeting. As he mentioned, the overall goal is the safety of the community. Six Flags is a park and a recreation area where families want to feel safe. And it's our job as Cobb County leadership to ensure that families are safe when they visit our park. There are a lot of good recommendations, again, that were made in the meeting, none at which I am at liberty to share at this point because we're still collaborating. But the city has the county's full support, as you can see in back of me, also the resources. We will continue to work together as a partner to ensure the safety of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. At this time, I'd like to have our... I'd like to have our... Public Safety Director Mike Register come up.
Thanks, Mayor. And I also will echo, I really appreciate you getting the meeting together because, you know, you've heard the word several times today, partnership, partnership. And it truly is what it takes in order to address issues like we've seen a couple of weeks ago the mayor has spoken of. But it's an ongoing partnership. It's a holistic partnership, and it's not just a law enforcement thing. It's not just a community thing, but it's a partnership where we were talking about specifically this area and Six Flags today, and we had representatives from Six Flags there. And, you know, we're very enthused to have the partnership that Six Flags is bringing to the table to help us from public safety address some of the issues. And I think you're going to hear from the sheriff and from the chief of police in a few moments. And I just want to say thank you to all the public safety partners, the city of Mapleton, and all the representatives from the community here, because, as you know, we can't do it alone. We have to do it together. So thank you. And I think Sheriff Owens is next.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sheriff Owens. As everyone kind of stated, this was a great meeting about partnership and collaboration for the future and really about keeping the city of Mapleton and South Cobb safe. We all have the same goal, same mindset, is to provide protection to our citizens. And today, I think that was just the first step in ensuring that we're doing that collectively. And so I want to make sure that you understand that the Sheriff's Office is sure that we'll be partnering with the police department and any other agency that's down here that need any assistance going forward to ensure that the park itself is safe, as well as South Cobb and the city of Mapleton going forward. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Stuart Van Hooser. I'm the police chief of Cobb County, and I thank you all for coming and helping us in actually communicating with our community about the challenges that we have and some victories that we've had as well. I'd like to really start with a little bit of history and just say that we are not incident-driven. We are not reactive. We are very, very proactive. We are ahead of these issues before they occur. That doesn't stop them from occurring. So sometimes it looks a little retrospective, but we do some very creative things in various regions of our county that we find to be very integral to the success of the county, and this is one of them. And we have used a host of different methods of keeping people safe. We use data, we use technology, but I think the very biggest one that we use is community policing. And what that means is partnering with our community to actually keep people safer. It's more than just pictures on Facebook. It's more than cookies with the cop. It's actually making people safer together with our community. We have a long track record of doing that in various areas of our county. I want to commend both the employees of the Cobb County Police Department, the men and women that were out here last Saturday night when all this happened, because it's a very, very, very dangerous situation to be in with that number of people and with multiple armed individuals. And I want to commend them and thank them, as I normally do in situations where we're called together on an occasion like this, like we did a few weeks ago when we had another incident in Cobb County. But the men and women that protect us, we have to protect as well. And so as we're looking forward, the many things that we talked about today with not only with Six Flags, but with fire, with 911, with EMA, with the various aspects of public safety, with the sheriff, all those things are designed to make our community safer. Our community includes our police officers. And so I'm very honored to be a small part of that. I will commend Major Hurst, Matt Hurst, who I think is still in here, who is the commander currently. He is. He's the commander currently of Precinct 2, which is the precinct that covers this area. I was a former commander here, so was the sheriff. And we really stress more than anything that cooperative efforts with our community, which we are now displaying, is the key to a safer community. And so we're excited to partner, and we're at the service of not only Six Flags, but also the community members who reside and visit in this area to make sure that those everything that we can do is done. So thank you for your time, and I guess I'll turn it back over to the mayor. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. Representative Cummings.
Good afternoon. We talk a lot down at the state legislature about Georgia being a place for business, the best place for business. Well, Six Flags is a big part of that. Six Flags is the largest employer of young people in the state. So the viability and the success of Six Flags has always been important, not only to the new city of Mableton, but to Cobb County and, yes, the state. My presence here was to relay that. I also live in Mableton, and so I have a keen interest in making sure that we're successful, and Six Flags is a key part of that. There were no less than 25 people that attended the meeting today, and I think that's a testament to how many people in the community in Cobb County really, really care. That incident was unfortunate. Things are taking place to try to make sure that does not happen again. And as most of you know, the kids that were involved in that were not from this area. They were not from Mableton. So again, that's why I was here, and I'm very happy to hear what's going on today and what's coming in the future. And I want to welcome Greg back to Six Flags and to the Mableton area. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. So if you've heard from several of our esteemed leaders from at our state level, county level, our sheriff and our public safety officers, we are fully committed. We've took time today to recommit ourselves to the future of having enhanced safety apparatuses and a goal of making sure everyone is safe in the city. Six Flags is a very important part of our city, very important part of our community. So is the epicenter. But there's also a lot of residents that live in this area that's reached out to me over the last week or so to express their concern, but also their optimism. Because one of the things that we look forward to as a city is how we can grow this part of the city into a vivacious, ever-living part that people can come to, can whether they go to Six Flags or not. This epicenter right here, this building that we're in, is a fantastic facility that has a bowling alley, a auditorium, always hosting different events for the community. Every year there is a trunk and treat operation that brings out hundreds, if not thousands, of kids to this area. There's lots of apartments and residential communities that dot this area that we want to make sure we attend to them as well. So, again, this is not the first meeting that this is not the last meeting we're going to have. And in truth, it's not the first meeting that we've had. But it was important to let everyone know that we're having this meeting. We'll continue to have meetings going forward because we understand there's not a silver bullet. There's not a single solution to this. But together, collaboratively, we can impact change and we can make the Six Flags area, make Mableton and Cobb County a very hospitable, loving place that everyone wants to continue to visit, play, work, and thrive in.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.